Time for our regular weekly conversation with John Husing, the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular contributor to 91.9 KVCR. We continue with our coverage of the past several weeks of the 12 economic zones of the Inland Empire that Dr. Husing says provide job growth, cost of living, and quality of life advantages to business and commerce who choose to do business here over the coastal communities. You can hear our past segments at our website, kvcrnews.org. Dr. Husing has reviewed the six economic zones of Riverside County, and last week we started with the half-dozen economic zones of San Bernardino County. With the West End, this morning Dr. Husing defines the San Bernardino County East Valley, spanning from Fontana to Yucaipa, including Rialto, Colton, San Bernardino, Redlands, and Loma Linda.
Essentially, Fontana, because of its western relationship, really is becoming more the West End. Yucaipa, because of where it's located, is almost a pass area. Well, it's a pass area city,
yeah,
because you'd go up 1,000 feet to get up to Yucaipa.
Yeah.
As you go down the 10 freeway, which essentially is the connector through here, the way the growth has moved, it jumped the 15. That took it into Fontana. Now it's in Rialto, where you're doing things like closing the airport, making that land available for multi-use, getting logistics and things put into Rialto. In Colton, you're pretty well built out now, except for down in the south of Colton, there's some park area, or some business park area been set aside down there. San Bernardino, of course, is the most built-out city and has had its problems. On the other hand, the closure of Norton Air Force Base has led to the creation of a very large base of logistics facilities, which provide the kind of jobs that the population, particularly of San Bernardino, Rialto, and Colton, need to have. So that's a pretty good match. You have a lot of corporations in there. You've got the regional headquarters and operations for and warehousing operations for Stater Brothers Markets. Mm-hmm. You've got in San Bernardino three different major facilities put together for Amazon.com, which has supplied a lot of employment. Mm-hmm. You have essentially a blue-collar/technical labor force in that Rialto, Colton, San Bernardino area. When you get over to Grand Terrace, Loma Linda, and Redlands, you have a better educated labor force, basically built around Loma Linda and Loma Linda University Medical Center, mm-hmm. the University of Redlands in Redlands, as well as the Beaver Medical Clinics and all of that that's in Redlands. And then Esri, mm-hmm. which has over 2,000 high-end programmers, where Jack Dangerman literally invented geographic information systems and controls a third of the world market out of the city of Redlands. So you have some definite competitive advantages there. Going forward, one would hope to see spinoffs from Esri, increasing spinoffs that are related to what's done in the medical field, mm-hmm. In that Redlands Loma Linda area in particular. So you've got some real strengths in that area, again, for the high-end economy. But even in Redlands, the north part of the city of Redlands, together with the island of unincorporated property, has been building out with logistics. Mm-hmm. And you have a whole logistics node there that they're the last of that's being built now. They're pretty much out of land there now. But that, again, is supplying that base of jobs for the blue-collar workers of the East Valley.
Dr. Husing returns next week. John Husing is the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular weekly contributor to 91.9 KVCR.